Astros taking on the Mariners. Houston trading not only for Justin Verlander, but Kate Upton, too. Well done, Jeff Luhnow. Let's check out JB and his team debut.
Call third strike. Swing and a miss. Verlander gets a strikeout for Zunino for strikeout number five.
Correa awaits the 1-2 pitch, and it's a one hopper to the pitcher, Miranda, and he gets it on one hop in his bare hand. Just smothered it right in the palm. 0-2 pitch, and that ball's lined to left field, and it carries all the way to Gamble. Miranda's completed six innings, giving up one run and no hit. Trying to finish off the inning.
Called third strike, and Justin pounds his fist into his glove.
99 miles an hour on the heater from the newest Astro.
Fisher on the move. Maven gets into one. Deep to left field. All the way back. Gone! Cameron Maven. A two-run home run. And the Astros lead this game 3-1 on their first hit of the ball game.
What a big bomb Cam right there.
Astros earn the 3-1 win in Justin Verlander's team debut. Aureel Miranda becomes the first pitcher since Matt Young back in 1992 with at least six no-hit innings, one run allowed, and six walks. Here is Houston skipper A.J. Hinch following a 3-1 win over Seattle.
It was really good. He's really intense. To get to know him, you know, we have to do it quickly, you know, and to see his mannerisms, to see how he competes. He throws every pitch with a purpose. You know, I don't think he had great feel for his breaking ball. Early in the count, he had a really good fastball. And he went to it, and then I would tell you the six innings worth the price of admission. I mean, that was as impressive a finish of an outing as we could ask for, especially in the big moments where the inning starts out with runners on base. He never gets out of control. You wouldn't expect him to. Completely dominated the rest of the inning.
Even though the game was tied at one in the seventh, and even though the Astros had no shortage of base runners, they were still without a hit. That is until Cameron Maven sent one over the wall in left center field for a tie-breaking two-run shot. One of only two hits on the entire night for the Astros. Maven spoke to the media following a 3-1 win.
I try to pass the torch. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, this team has been playing great team baseball, you know, and everybody's has something to do with this success. So, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, fit into the mold of just trying to help out, you know, be a spark, you know, defensively and offensively. And, you know, these guys, since I got here, have been working with me on, you know, some swing mechanics, which I really, really appreciate. And, you know, I feel better, you know, already just being able to put what we work on in the cage, you know, in the play during the game. And, I'm enjoying it.
Even though it looked a little odd to see Justin Verlander in something other than a Detroit Tigers uniform, the veteran right-hander seemed pretty comfortable in his new uni, turning in six innings of one-run ball with seven Ks, though he did settle for a no decision as the Astros took down the Mariners 3-1. Here is Verlander talking about his team debut for the Astros.
Yeah, a lot of nerves, a lot of excitement. I think the closest thing I can compare it to is opening day. Kind of nerves, kind of the unknown. Don't really want to let everybody down. New team, but these guys have made the process pretty easy on me so far, just fitting in and feeling like I'm right at home as quickly as possible.
When you your last pitch is 99, I mean, that's, you know, we all know you get kind of better and more velocity. Just, are you digging down extra there, or what's the whole when you get, you know, like that in the sixth inning?
Yeah, that was I kind of knew it was the end of my night. These guys, the Mariners, did a great job fouling off a lot of pitches. So kind of built my pitch count up. I knew that was probably going to be the end of the night for me. So it was all I got. Was really hoping to hit 100 there, but didn't quite get it. But, it was honestly just a good kind of ending to the night. And to have Cam step up that next inning and hit a huge home run, and for the bullpen to come in and shut it down. This is how you win tight ball games. This is, we'd been no hit to that point, and we're still able to come out and win this game. You know, these are the type of games that you can see in the playoffs. And those little, I mean, we scored a run without a hit. So, you know, those are the type of things that matter. So, great team win overall today.
You and Ben broke in around the same time. You said you guys know each other a little bit. What was it like pitching him for the first time?
Fantastic. I feel like we had never thrown to each other, but he's seen me for so long, he kind of knows what I like to do, and we had a good game plan going forward before the game, and stuck with it, and made adjustments here and there where we needed to, but it was a lot of fun working with him. He did a great job back there. Couldn't ask for anything more.
The ball that came back and it hit you, it was 103 miles an hour. It looked like it didn't bother you much. Where did it hit you?
It hit me on the wrist. I don't know if it ricocheted off my glove. It kind of got me on the wrist, but maybe it just got me in the right spot. I don't know.
Houston sends Lance McCullers to the mound on Wednesday. He'll be opposed by Mike Leake.